Hello everyone. Thank you for joining another session of Matomo Camp. In this one we have Niklas, who will tell us more about dashboards in Matomo. Niklas is a web analyst with a background in digital marketing and communication. He has worked with Matomo for years supporting governmental agencies and businesses in Sweden. Today, we'll learn how to get insights and how to adjust the dashboards in Matomo. Niklas, I'm leaving the floor to you.
Thank you. Yes. So, hi and welcome to my little talk about how to get a kick-ass dashboard in Matomo. I think my talk is going to be a little bit more straightforward and hands-on than other talks, for example, yesterday. I'm not going to mention anything about code or something like that. So you don't need to know anything about that to master how to, get a kick-ass dashboard in Matomo. You just need to master how to drag and drop, basically, inside Matomo. The chat is lagging, so I think I'm gonna answer questions at the end of my talk. I think that's gonna be the best way forward. So this is basically what I'm gonna talk about. Firstly, just going to talk a little bit about what the dashboard in Matomo is and why you should use it. And the main part of the talk is about how to set up dashboards within Matomo. So I'm going to demo Matomo and I'm going to go through how the dashboard work, the default dashboard, like the first dashboard you see when you log into Matomo. And then I'm gonna try to set up two dashboards for different needs. One for basically for goals and conversions, and one for how you can get a dashboard for your, or how to see how your campaigns perform. Basically it, I think. Just a short notice about who I am. Niklas Törnstedt is my name, as Silva mentioned. And I'm right now a web analyst at the Swedish digital agency Whitespace. I think I have worked with Matomo since 2016. And I have been a product owner for Matomo, for the largest organization public sector in Sweden. And I have a background in digital advertising and marketing. And I like to try to focus on what kind of actionable insights you can get with the right data, so you don't drown in all the data that is available for you. That's pretty much who I am. So just to talk a little bit about what the dashboard in Matomo is, you can say that it's like your homepage in Matomo. It's the first thing you see when you log into Matomo. And as I mentioned briefly before, there is a default dashboard in Matomo that InnoCraft has set up for you. And that one you can change and adjust according to your different needs and so forth. And I think it's around 100 different widgets or reports you can choose between when you set up or adjust a dashboard in Matomo. So the sky's the limit, you can say. So the thing to focus on is which widgets or reports you want to show in a dashboard. And you can actually create. I don't think it's a limit to how many you can create. Maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong there. But basically, you can create many different dashboards for different needs, and you can, for example, let your internal stakeholders get one kind of report or dashboard, so they can see maybe the overall performance of your website, and maybe your market department need one other kind of dashboard that is more detailed about maybe goals and conversions for your different campaigns, or how your site perform regarding SEO or something like that. So I think it's quite a neat tool to use, and in my experience, I think it's not used so much that it should be, I think. And the last point here is you can get quite useful data, so you can maybe get some more actionable insights regarding how your website perform, and maybe what you need to adjust or take action on regarding maybe conversions or how your SEO performance is. So I think it's quite a nice thing to use, and definitely something you should look into if you don't have worked with the different dashboards and adjust them to your different needs. That's it about the dashboard in Matomo. But the talk is not over yet. I'm gonna demo the dashboard, and yeah, this is basically what I'm gonna demo, I think. So short demo about how the dashboard works in Matomo, and the default dashboard that you get. And then these two examples, how you can adjust your dashboard for goals and conversions, and one for how you can track the campaign performance if you're running a lot of campaigns in other channels like social media or newsletter or and so forth. So I'm gonna jump over to Matomo, I think. Let's see here. So I choose the right window. Yes. So this is the dashboard in Matomo. I hope you can see my screen now. And this is the default dashboard when you log into Matomo for the first time, or if you do it regularly and you haven't adjusted the dashboard or chosen which widget you want to see. And I should say this is the dashboard if you're a super user. So I have like some kind of gamification attempt here from InnoCraft to like set up the Matomo. Yes, this is default dashboard, and you can actually remove a widget or report how you want to. Like if I don't want to have the real-time widget. And it's the same principle for every widget. that I can remove like this. So it's quite neat and quite adjustable. How you can change the visual representation of data in the dashboard. So maybe I don't want this welcome message, even it's a nice message to get. Yeah, so it's quite long here. And here is the all the options you have for the dashboard. And as you can see, it's a lot of options for different things. So I'm going to show you how you can maybe create a better dashboard for your needs. So maybe if I just remove all of these widgets. And basically, these widgets, as they are called, are reports that are that you can find in the left menu here. It's basically the same reports, but you can visualize them in the dashboard instead of clicking through the left menu here. So I had a lot of widgets here. So now it's empty. And maybe you want to have some kind of data about how your site is performing. So this KPI metric widget is quite a good widget to use for different needs. And for this, I want to show how you can use it to see how much traffic you get to your site and from which sources. So you hover over here to this little symbol, and then you get a lot of options here. The default is visits. And as I said, I want to show you for traffic sources. So now we have for search engines. And to get another one, you need to do this again and go down. And then I want to have for visitors from social networks as well. And maybe for visitor from direct traffic or direct entry. And here you can see like a spark line. And how many visitors from direct entry compared to the previous period. And now I have 3rd of November. Maybe I should choose like 1 month instead, like October. Yes, now it's looks better. Yes, so it's quite quick to get like an overall view of how your site perform regarding traffic to your site. So I can get like visits from there, visits from websites, and then maybe visits from campaigns as well. Let's see here. There we have it, visitors from campaigns. So, and now the dashboard is in 3 columns. I usually prefer to work with 2 columns. So then you can scroll down here and change dashboard layout to, yeah, as you can see here, you can have just 1, 2, or 2, but one, the first column is wider than the other one. So yeah, I prefer to work with 2, so the dashboard don't get cluttered with too much data. Yes. So this is I think much better than the default dashboard that we saw earlier. One more thing, or two more things, maybe, for just this default dashboard. I really like this one, insights and movers and shakers. And you can say it's some kind of overall visualization how or the biggest changes in October compared to September then, because I've chosen that time period. So you can see what kind of page titles or page URLs have had the biggest increase, or in this example it's just increase, but it's also, you know, sometimes it's maybe a big decrease in traffic to some website, web page on your website. And then you get the percentage here, but in red if it's a decrease then. So it get like, yeah, from Facebook it increased a lot. And I think it's because our client here had some kind of campaign in social media about this one. This is in Swedish. It's about more collection, waste collection in the municipality Höganäs. They can see that the campaign attracted a lot of traffic from Facebook. And then we can also have can nice to have if they're using smartphone or desktop or tablet or so. And then that one I want to have here on the right. And then you can hover, scroll, no, you can move your mouse down here and maybe change to pie chart. So this is the device type. There I go. And then the screen resolution, maybe it's a good thing to also have. And that one I also want to have as a pie chart. Then you can see, yeah, the smartphone is like, yeah, around 65% for October month. And here you can see which ones are the most common screen resolutions. And that's a quite, it's not like so much insights you can get from that, but it's a nice thing to know, like a hygiene factor for your website, that the website performs as you want it to perform in these screen resolutions, and that it performs well on smartphone then. So like this page should be very good in the mobile, especially as it was quite a big increase from last month. And this is one way to adjust your dashboard so it gets, I think, more easier to interpret it and easier to digest the data and maybe get more relevant data. And the next thing, if you want to have this as your default dashboard, you can actually go down here and pick this one, set as default widget selection. And you can click yes there. And I forgot to mention, the dashboard is connected to the user, like the user account. So this is for me then, when I log into Matomo, But if you want your colleagues to have the same dashboard, you can actually copy it, copy dashboard to user, and then select which user should have the dashboard. But it's quite important to know that if you change your dashboard, you need to do a new copy of the dashboard to the to your colleagues. Yeah, this is one way to adjust the default dashboard. So I'm going to create a new one, create new dashboard. And I maybe goals and conversions. And then you can choose if the dashboard should populate with a default dashboard or just an empty dashboard. And I choose empty, so I don't need to remove all of the widgets. And then I click add a widget. And for this, I'm going to again use this KPI metric widget. Yeah, I'm going to create a lot of KPI widget here. So, yeah, this is a start, and then I also want to change the layout, change dashboard layout. Something like this. And now I want to visualize how my goals are performing on the website. So for this is for our client NSR. So I want to have one that shows all the conversions on the website, and then maybe one with conversion rate. See if I can find that one there. Conversion rate. So this is kind of like the overall performance regarding all the conversions on the website. And now I want to have for each of the goals. So I scroll down here. This is one goal. The goal is in Swedish, but it says log in to my pages. And I want the same but for conversion rate as well. There you have that. And the next goal. Yeah, and now I need to create a new one. Yes, so now you have just a dashboard for how your goals are performing, or in this example, how our client's goals performing. So this is the overall for all conversions, and it has increased. But as you can see, the conversion rate is down, but not as much. That can maybe one explanation is like the traffic to the site increased a lot, but maybe not the rate of how many converted on the website. And this is for login to my pages and the conversion rate, and here the conversions and the conversion rate for the next goal. So I think it's a nice feature to use the dashboard to adjust it and show it for your colleagues. Like this one, I should I should think the market department is quite interesting. So you can use it to, you can do like this as well. And then use this link to send it to your colleagues. Yes, and the last one I want to show is a dashboard for campaign performance. So I'm going to create a new dashboard. Example, campaign performance. I'm going to choose to leave it empty. And then I'm going to add a widget. And again, I'm going to use KPI metric and some other widgets as well. But we start with KPI metric. And yes, I forgot. This one I want to have just as one column. And I think you're going to understand why shortly. So we're going to create more KPI widgets here. Something like this. And I want to have this one, visitors from campaigns. And I also want to have the percentage from campaigns. Percent of visitors from campaigns. And I also want to have data for the SEO traffic. Because campaigns often affect your SEO or traffic that comes from search engines. Because it's not always the user clicks on a link on like social media directly. Maybe they Google it later or something like that. So then I want to have visitors from search engines. And also direct traffic, like all the other traffic that Matomo can't identify, basically. And then I want to have, let's see here. Yes, this one. Under acquisition campaigns and then campaign names. And I want to have that one in the bottom of the dashboard. Into like this as well. And I think a couple of releases of Matomo or some releases lately released the ability to show display a table with goals metrics. So I think I'm gonna do that. So yeah, this is in October, so they had just two campaigns. And if you regard conversions for goals that I had set up, it wasn't so successful, but I actually don't know what the campaigns were about, but here you can get a glimpse of how the campaigns perform regarding your goals that you have set up in Matomo. And you also get how the traffic and the traffic to the website from the campaigns for October and also how the traffic from search engines and direct entry was for October month. And this one is quite easy to grasp, I think. And again, it's something maybe the market department is interested in, to look at how their campaigns have performed for a given period, and see if it gave the effect that they wanted, or if it was just basically a waste of time. So now I've just chosen like campaign names, but you can also see if you see how it performed based on which source the traffic came from, like if it was Facebook or a newsletter or stuff like that. And then you can also add, let's see here, there, yeah, acquisition and campaigns. And then you can take campaign source medium. And you can, yeah, I put it here. Yeah, it was a newsletter they sent out. But here again, you can change to goals metrics. Yes, and here you have the campaign names. So yeah, for this example, it's maybe not so relevant, but if you communicate in different channels, I think it's quite neat to have one widget for your source medium as well, to see it's if it was Facebook or Instagram or a newsletter, as in this example, that performed best. Not perform best like in visits, but in conversions, if that was your intent with the campaign. Yes, I think it was all that I had to show, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, I leave it there. So I don't know if someone... I got a question here from Marcus. Is there any frequently asked question from users transitioning from Google Analytics? Well, one question is how they can get like the easy, how to say, dashboard or visualization of data in Google Analytics, how they can have the same in Matomo. And my answer is, this is the closest you can get to, like, Google Analytics have some similar solution. Like when you see the numbers, you see the sparkline, and you see the comparison from the previous period. That's one question they have. And one common one that I don't have any good solution on is like secondary dimension. How you can, if it's possible to use that in Matomo. And I don't think it's possible without some customized code, if I'm correctly. Maybe someone else have a better answer to that. Yeah, and got another question from Diana. Is it possible to embed the dashboard in an external website? Yes, that's possible. You can use yes, the short answer is yes, you can do that. I think like just the dashboard in Matomo is very good for people that have not analyst skills that most of us have. Like, you don't need to have an external tool to get some kind of improvement of the visualization in Matomo. So this is for like the basic things, I think. Yeah, I can't see any more questions in the chat room. But if you have any questions regarding this, you can always email me if you want to. I'll write my email in the chat here. Yeah, I think I'm gonna say goodbye and thank you for your time. Bye.